Flat Pickin' Fireworks just lit up Winfield, and we have a brand new champion. I'm Melinda Ferris here with your 2025 National Flat Pick Guitar Champion, Carl Miner.
Hello.
Hey, Carl. So welcome back.
Thank you. You were just here yesterday. I was. Yeah.
With the mandolin, so.
Yeah, I can't believe it. Mandolin and flat picking guitar.
Well, I think they're going to, like, not all the other contestants won't let you enter anything else.
That's probably best for a lot of reasons, not just musically.
No, well, yeah. Congratulations. How are you feeling?
I feel good.
You must be hungry again.
I'm hungry again. I am. I did the same thing from yesterday. I didn't eat until now. It's whatever time it is, 1 o'clock, or I don't even know what time it is. I've lost all track.
Well,
yeah,
it's,
I feel
it's
good.
Great. So tell me a little bit about your music today that you picked.
I played all original songs.
All original.
In the flat picking contest, which I think is somewhat abnormal. I oftentimes tend to make that stuff up right before the round, backstage and under the tent. I'll just sort of come up with a theme and try my best to pull it off on stage. There's a threshold for me. I can either work on a song for an entire year and get it really good, or I can work on it for 5 minutes and get it really good. Anything in between, I just get in my head. It turns into a mess.
That's really interesting. That's yeah. It's unbelievable to me. It works for you, so yeah. That's all that really matters.
Yeah.
So flat picking is fast and fiery, so mm-hmm. How do you keep it calm?
I try to...
Or not only calm, but clean, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I try to breathe. That's something that's new for me, is being conscious of my breathing when I sit down. And being conscious of how my body feels, because you can feel really tense.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like when you're trying to go to sleep, if you make a note to actually relax, you're like, oh, I was really tense. And that happens when anytime I get on stage, not just competing, but performing too. I get on stage and I realize I'm really tense and I'm stiff and I just need to breathe. And
so do you do some meditation or yoga something?
I'd love to say that I do, but I don't. That would be really impressive.
That's what's really trendy right now.
Guy. Yeah.
Well, but it sounds like you're actually implementing a lot of the meditation techniques by doing that.
Right.
So you kind of are,
it's
right?
Probably similar.
So tell me, what does this win mean in the tradition of Winfield flat picking champ?
This is a big deal for me. I think that it really, really feels like it reconnects me personally as a musician with why I started doing this in the first place. I've been playing music professionally pretty much my entire adult life. Ever since I won this in the 90s, for the most part, I've been a full-time musician. And the capacity in which I've been doing it has been very much about, you know, money, awards, getting nominated for CMAs or whatever it might be.
That's what validates us, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's been a big focus. And then I realized very recently, kind of realized that a lot of what I loved about my own musicianship I had lost along the way.
Yeah.
And I think this kind of helps me reconnect with that.
Good.
In a way that hopefully redefines what I do.
And so you just reminded me that you are a multi-champion, right? Flat
yeah,
pick,
yeah.
Not only mandolin and
yeah,
flat
I guess
pick,
two times yeah. Now in the flat picking contest.
Yeah.
That's right. It was 99, I think I won it the first
99.
Time. 98 or 99, I can't remember.
And then how many times have you participated in the flat pick?
There will be two other additional times.
Okay.
So I think this would be my fourth time in
the
flat picking contest.
And have you always been in the top five?
No. The first time I came here, I was a little kid. And I didn't know anything about it. All I knew is that Steve Kaufman had come here and competed in his book. He wrote about it in the back of his mailbag book. And so I convinced my parents to take the trek out here. and I did terribly. I had no idea what to expect. I played very rudimentary songs, but that informed me what I needed to do going forward.
Yeah.
So that kind of didn't count. But the next time I came, I think I won second.
Great. Well, yeah, that's a great progression, I'd say,
yeah.
Right? So what's your favorite thing about jamming with the other guitar players here?
Oh, just feeling like I need to go home and practice and work on stuff.
kind of humbling sometimes?
Oh, it's so humbling to be here in every way. I mean, the other contestants, people on the campground jamming. I mean, there's so many incredible players that, and that's really why I do it. I feel humbled by it, and I won't lie, there's a part of my ego that feels really bruised every time I hear someone. And I try to keep doing it and not let it push me the wrong direction.
Right.
You know, people will often say, they'll often try to validate their own insecurities rather than just acknowledging, I'm insecure about this,
yeah.
And I'll keep working on it. And that's what I try to do.
Well, we really appreciate you sharing your talents with us.
Thank
and
you.
Congratulations once again, not only on this win, but yesterday as well.
Thank you.
But especially this one. So
I appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Carl.
Thank you.